Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr, in for Celeste here with John Hockenberry.
Wanted workers. Wanted. Experienced in oil cleanup.
Yeah, exactly.
Report to Gulf.
Well, let's take a look at that situation right now, because the oil that's fouling the marshes south of New Orleans has brought anger and destruction and maybe something else. President Obama delivered his weekly video address from a dock in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
More than 20,000 people are currently working around the clock to protect waters and coastlines. We've convened hundreds of top scientists and engineers from around the world. More than 1,900 vessels are in the Gulf assisting in the cleanup.
That's a lot of people with a lot of temporary jobs.
And probably out of state jobs.
Well,
right,
first of all, is it enough jobs? Is
Indeed.
It for the right people who are about to lose their own? So just last week, Louisiana politicians were estimating that 12,000 jobs would be lost due to the oil spill. And then after President Obama announced the moratorium on drilling in the Gulf, that number even spiked even more, estimates now ranging from 20 to 50,000 jobs lost because of the oil spill. What jobs will be left when the cleanup workers are gone? And we're here with two Gulf Coast residents who have seen their businesses change dramatically since the oil spill. Dean Blanchard is a seafood distributor in Grand Isle, the town Obama visited this weekend. And Johnny Glover runs a fishing lodge called Coco Marina, about 50 miles to the east. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Dean, let me start with you over in Grand Isle. What were your plans for the summer? What, in the best of worlds, how many workers would you have had, and what would you have done in terms of fishing, and how much money?
Well, we was expecting a bumper crop of shrimp this year. When you got a cold winter, you got a bumper crop of shrimp, so we was bringing in about, I guess we was going to work between 80 and 90 employees.
80 and 90 employees, and you would have hired most of them new just for the summer?
Well, we usually work with a crew of about 20 to 30, and then we determine how much shrimp we think will come in, and that'll determine how many employees we'll bring in.
And may I ask, Dean, what kind of money would that have brought in?
I figure I would add about $12 million in sales for the month of May.
Wow, just for 1 month?
Yes, ma'am.
And what you're looking at right now? Give me the numbers.
About $600,000. You see, our economy down here is based on using the water.
Right.
And it's a water we cannot use.
How many workers have you hired or laid off?
I'm laying them off every day. I'm down to about 9 right now.
What kind of adjustments have you had to make?
Oh, it's tough. You know, I got people I laid off a guard a day that been with me for over 15 years. I can't continue to run a business without actually doing business, you know.
Are your workers that you hire folks that live right there in Grand Isle?
Pretty much. It's most of my crew been with me, you know, 25 years, 20 years, 15 years.
What are they going to do?
A lot of them's going to, you know, trying to find jobs with BP, I guess.
With the cleanup, you mean?
Right. I can't afford to pay them without being able to harvest our crop of shrimp, you
right.
know?
Let me turn to Johnny Glover for a minute. Johnny runs a fishing lodge, Coco Marina. And Johnny, I'm sitting here on my computer looking at a photograph of, I guess it's your usual guys. It's 5 guys on a dock. They're holding an enormous fish. And they look pretty happy. Now, when was this picture taken, and what's the comparable picture today?
Well, I don't think it was taken this year, but probably last year. And, you know, it's a different picture. We fortunately, we have not laid off people because we are a staging area for BP. So, you know, we are fortunate, especially my workers. I hire 30 to 40 people at this time of the year because we're seasonal. We are seasonal business. May and June, sort of like Dean, is our the months that you make your money for the 12 months.
So normally you have a bunch of fishermen, I suppose, men and women coming in to go out and catch fish, and now you've got people coming in to do the cleanup, right?
Exactly right. It changed. The face of this marina has completely changed, and the fact that you don't see people outside hanging fish up. You don't see them going fishing because there's a moratorium on the fishing also. And you know, it's changed. I mean, we got workers protecting our marshlands, and thank God for that. And we have not had as much oil as Dean and them has had. We've been lucky in the fact that we've been minimized with the amount of influx of oil into our wetlands.
Right.
Johnny, have you had to take on any, like, additional washing machines there to deal with the different laundry problems you got with this crew?
Oh, yes, we have definitely. We probably have an additional 20, 30 washing machines in addition to our commercial laundry already.
Dean, let me go back over to you. You say that the workers coming in are not local. They're from out of town. Is there any regard in which the money coming from the cleanup is helping you or the influx of people is helping you?
No, not really. You know, we used to have an business owners that, you know, middle to upper class people come down here to go fishing. They throw parties. Probably half of the deals in the state of Louisiana cut on Grand Isle.
Dean, isn't BP supposed to be writing compensation checks for you?
Well, I didn't see a penny yet. You know, I'm kind of encouraged what I seen out of the president today, and our local mayor met with him, and he told me he got a little confidence in him, so I got a little hope out of that. It looked like he finally got mad.
Let's talk about the future, gentlemen. Johnny, let me go to you. What happens when and if the oil's cleaned up and this oil dies down?
Well, I think it's going to be a period of adjustment. I think we're going to, you know, the fisheries, whether it's shrimp, fish, or oysters, are going to have to be probably purged for a couple of years, and the quality of the product may not come back even when the marshes are clean. But we are thinking positive, and hopefully it's going to be 3 to 5 years, but, you know, that we'll be back in business and
can you hang on, Johnny? Can you hang on for 3 to 5 years?
Well. It's going to be tough, but what we're doing now, we are, you know, we're going to have to just save our money and spend it wisely and you know, not just be very conservative. I mean, right now, we are hiring people, BP's in here, and they're hiring a lot of local people. Obviously, they're not doing that in Grand Isle, I don't know, but over here, they're trying to hire local contractors, local people to do the job, and we've seen a little influx of money in this particular part of the parish. But you alluded to earlier with the moratorium on drilling, that's really going to hurt also. That's going to hurt down the line because once you give up those oil rigs in the Gulf, you may never get them back again.
And you like the oil rigs because you hitch your boats to them and the fish are hanging out there. Listen, our feelings are out for you. Johnny Glover, Fishing Lodge, Coco Marina, Dean Blanchard, seafood distributor in Grand Isle. Thanks to both of you and our best wishes.